Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
And I'm joined on the line by Elaine Byrne, who's solicitor at Regan McEntee and Partners in Trim in County Meath. And Elaine specialises in the area of wills and probate. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on your show.
Have you noticed, sorry to interrupt you, have you noticed that more people are getting in touch with you about wills and probate over the course of the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all solicitors would say there's been a huge increase in the number of people looking to do wills and maybe enjoying powers of attorney. And I suppose just to say that wills, they are deemed as an essential legal service during these challenging level five restrictions. So they can be attended to. We all follow public health guidelines. We wear our masks and so physical contact has been greatly reduced.
Okay, we have quite a few questions on this that have come into us over the course of the morning. So let's get straight into it. This one, my mother died suddenly last year without leaving a will. My father is elderly. He has capacity, but really isn't able to deal with anything related to his financial affairs. It was very surprising to us that she never wrote a will. Dad wants to be told what to do and he wants us to do everything for him. Now, they would like to know, can you please explain the impact of allowing the estate to go to the Succession Act? What are the cost differences? Is it all up to the family? Does the solicitor deal with it? And there's also a family split in this case as well.
Okay, so condolences on your mum's passing to that listener. So when the lady, when she passed away without a will, the father, the husband, is the person entitled to act as administrator. Now, he can leave all of the running around to the children. He could sign the paperwork or he could appoint one of the children as his attorney. When there isn't a will, you're looking at the rules of intestacy. She mentioned the Succession Act there. So anything in her mum's sole name, two-thirds will pass to her dad and one-third to the children equally. I think it's really important for this listener to check the assets, check the deeds. Are things in joint names? Anything in joint names could pass to her dad by survivorship. So it's just anything in her mother's sole name. The process is largely similar. And I think just, I suppose, advice then for your dad, he might consider making a will and he might also consider making an enduring power of attorney down the line.
Okay, and that's an important thing to consider for people as well when there are concerns around capacity.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really important to do it on time because if we leave it until we're not well, it's not possible to do it then. So with a will and enduring power of attorney, you have to have capacity to do them. So it's easy to put these things on the long finger. But look, I think I would urge listeners to make a start on these matters.
Right. Now, we have a letter here or an email from a confused listener. A relative of mine recently passed away. Her will was read, but it turned out to be completely different to what she told me was in it. The will was made years ago and included beneficiaries she was distant with. I believe there's a more recent will made. Is there any way to trace wills made to ensure the last one is the one that is read?
Yeah, so this brings to mind, I know I had a case here where we had a will for a lady and there was an earlier will with a different solicitor's firm and that earlier will was actually probated and we had to deal with it. So it does happen. There's no national register for wills here in Ireland. So I'm just wondering here, would the person's relative have gone to a different solicitor? So maybe phone calls could be made to solicitors. We solicitors, there is a Law Society Gazette. We can put an ad into it to see if there is a will. And I suppose as a beneficiary, you're not entitled to see the will per se. It's just the executor. But you are entitled to information. So if, you know, there's a bequest, I leave €1,000 to Elaine in the will, then I am entitled to see that paragraph.
Mm-hmm. But in order to find out if there was another will made, you'd have to do a bit of investigation yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Or you might engage a solicitor. I'm just thinking, you know, maybe feathers could be ruffled. But yeah, just to make lots of phone calls, maybe for a solicitor to put an ad in a Gazette. And yeah, I would say certainly I have seen it where there are, you know, different versions of wills. And it mightn't necessarily be the last will.
All right, this is a complicated one. When I'm making a will, can I leave something to another person under trust or in some way that they cannot sell it, but can derive an income from it as they have an addiction, and I'd like to try and protect them from themselves?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And yes, you absolutely can. So what I would recommend there is to set up a discretionary trust. So money is then held in trust. It's held by trustees and it's appointed then to the person as and when the trustees think necessary. Now, I would say it's difficult for the trustees because the person might be asking them all of the time. So it is difficult to be a trustee. And just the other point, just to say in relation to tax, with discretionary trusts, they can be subject to tax, an initial tax rate of 6% and then 1% per annum. But there is an exemption, and I think it would apply in this instance if you can prove improvidence to the revenue. So maybe when that person is making their will, if they just leave a detailed note as to the difficulties and the addiction difficulties that the person is having.
Just on tax, which you mentioned there, Elaine, we have a question here about inheritance tax. My wife and I recently inherited a house from a non-relative. The Citizens Advice website says that in special circumstances, whereby the inheritance tax, there are special circumstances whereby the inheritance tax payment can be spread over 5 years. But the question is, what are those circumstances?
Yeah, so with inheritance tax, it's based on the relationship between the person giving the gift or inheritance and the person getting it. So here, because it's a non-relative, you'll be classed as a Group C beneficiary, meaning that you'll get $16,250 tax-free, and anything above that would be subject to tax at 33%. Now, generally, you would have until the 31st of October from the date of death or the date of grant of probate to pay your tax. But as they say, there are special circumstances. So if there's no money in the estate, so if there's only the house and you can contact the revenue, you would submit your return as normal, but you can pay it in installments. And there is interest. It works out at about 8% per annum. But yeah, it's a case of negotiating it with the revenue. But the main thing is that there's just the house and the estate as opposed to there being money available to pay tax.
OK, and just a quick one before we finish. You do have to go to a solicitor to make your will, or can you just do it yourself? Will it still be valid?
So, yeah, no, you don't necessarily have to go to a solicitor to make a will. Look, obviously, Claire, I'm a solicitor, so I would say it is a good idea. But you can do it yourself. And maybe for a very simple case, you know, if I want to leave everything to my husband. But I really think, look, it's not that expensive. If you go to your solicitor, you'll make sure that it's done properly. The Section 78 of the Succession Act, you'll make sure that that's all complied with. You'll get tax advice. Sometimes the role of a solicitor, you know, sometimes I would almost play devil's advocate with a client and I'd challenge their instructions. So, look, I think it's a small amount to pay and you know it's going to be done properly and you can have peace of mind.
Elaine, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Elaine Byrne, solicitor there specialising in wills and probate.